It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
So many of us are really excited about the option of having our kids serve farm fresh food in schools. It just sounds fabulous, but we have someone here who has actually accomplished this in her school district. It's Amy Richardson. She happens to be a dairy farmer for Cabot Co-op, but she is in our kitchen today to give you a step-by-step process of how to source locally farm-raised fruit, vegetables, grains, dairy, and more that are affordable and deliverable that's possible to your school district. She, as I said, has proven it can be done. Amy, I think fresh farm food in schools is really everyone's dream. What is the first step we need to take to bring it into our kids' schools?
Thank you, Ellen. It's nice to talk to you. Just to give a quick background on the farm to school concept, you know, it is several decades old, and there are tons of resources online. People can find out about the Edible Schoolyard Project in California, as well as other things going on in the Northeast, Shelburne Farms here in Vermont. So just to give a quick nod to resources that people can use on this journey, there's a National Farm to School Network, and here in my state, there's a Vermont Farm to School Network, and then even in my region, we have what we call the Upper Valley Farm to School Network. So I think the first step is to communicate with the key stakeholders in your school, you know, that being the kitchen manager, the administration, probably the school nurse. And this is a pretty slow process. You know, the shifting of a culture in school takes time, and really this is kind of a new old idea, I think you might say. You know, a long time ago, school food was probably more scratch made than it might be now, and more kids were from farm families, so it seemed more familiar. So that's sort of, you know, where I'm trying to have a perspective of, is that it's not really a brand new idea. It's more like a reintroduction of an old idea. Schools like to celebrate what's already going on, that they're doing well, and that's a really powerful way to recognize good things that are going on around their food system. So you can focus on seasons and what's available for local produce, as well as who might be in the community working as a local farmer. And if those farm families have kids in the school system, that's a really excellent and very strong and worthwhile connection to make. Another suggestion might be to, as a person, you know, you need to offer to help with something like a seasonal event, a harvest dinner, or I know of some schools that operate a farmer's market at the school. So kind of, you know, some creative ways to remind as well as introduce people to local food and especially the seasons. And then again, just to reiterate that, you know, farm to school, in my mind, and what I've found in my work, is more than just the food products. It's really about building back up that literacy around agriculture and our communities, promoting connections between the cafeterias, the classrooms, and the communities.
Yeah, you're right. Building that bridge back from the children to soil. It's always sad to me when we do our taste tests with our kid critics and you ask what kids want to be when they grow up. You hardly ever hear a farmer anymore.
Right.
And when I was growing up, which wasn't that long ago, I hope, a lot of us still wanted to be farmers. It may have to do with the fact that I grew up in a farm, but and nowadays you don't hear that so much. So there's so much benefits that comes from this concept beyond just the nutritional value of eating local food. So we just say probably to give people a place to start, maybe to find out what is grown locally around them and kind of get in touch with the farmers that are around them that could have enough supply to provide the school system?
Right. I totally agree with the point that you made. It's really valuable to teach students of all ages that farming is a profession, that these people are actually professionals, as well as, you know, the local folks with the cows and the eggs. It does work really well to try to support the food system that's in the school as it is already. So what I mean by that is that they're actually, whether it's an independent food service or a contracted outside company, as much as I understand, everyone is now held to the newest USDA guidelines that have to do with using whole grains, lower sodium, calorie counts, and portion sizes. And so that has been sort of an interesting avenue to provide food service folks, you know, more of a reason to look to their local distributor of seasonal product. So yes, going to farmers, but definitely connecting with local distribution companies. Even in my little eastern side of Vermont that I work in, we have two distributors who will offer local options. Sometimes you have to ask for the local option. And again, that brings up the point of, you know, what is local? So different groups may have different definitions of what local means. That's one thing to sort of get on the same page with everyone you're working with. As far as, for instance, in Vermont, it doesn't always make a lot of sense to say local means it has to be within 10 miles of the school. Vermont is a pretty small state, so a lot of us in the farm-to-school world consider our entire state, you know, our local region. Or we might even say New England. And with that, you know, you're coming up with more options, and then you can even consider the products that might not jump to your mind at first, like milk. So milk may be, you know, produced all around Vermont or all around New England, bottled in Massachusetts. But, you know, as a school system in Vermont, we would still feel totally happy about serving that and calling it a local product.
You know, I'm thinking about all these people who are listening and they live in cities or they live in really these suburban sprawls where there isn't anything growing anywhere except maybe in some people's backyard, which, you know, we applaud and we encourage. And I'm really happy to see that more schools are developing gardens right now so that they're learning to grow their own and getting connected with the soil. But because as I was listening, I'm thinking, what do these people do? And I think you're suggestion of going to the distributors is maybe it. Give us some advice on that.
Oh, yes. I think that the distribution companies would have, you know, quite a spectrum of farmer products available, whereas the school food service might be somewhat more limited in their, and it might even come down to an issue of time for the food service employee, but the distribution company is in the business of, you know, playing that middle part between the farmer and the cafeteria. So I have found that they're a great resource in terms of options that they may have, as well as knowing of other places where we might be able to find certain products that, you know, your cafeteria staff is interested in trying, or if you're into this concept of taste tests, you know, the distribution company is a great way to come up with some familiar but maybe also a little outside the normal products to try for taste tests.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for sharing all of that and for all the wonderful work you've done. Is there a place that we can send our listeners to find out more about what you're doing and more about your ideas and programs?
Sure. Actually, I'm going to be developing that this coming school year. So you can check the Vermont Farm to School Network. Look that up online. And then my school district is WSESU.net.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Amy. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember to always look for us on RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.